entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
Hello to all my fans. Thanks for sending me your letters. I really enjoy reading them while setting your fucking houses on fire. Keep your fucking opinions to yourself. I know I'm awesome. Enjoy the DJ New Style Show, you fucking dickheads.
Oh, snap! Yes. Yes. Welcome, welcome, one and all, to your Tuesday night miracle. That's actually happening on a Tuesday. This is the DJ New Style Show, exclusively on Hear Us Talk. That's HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears, and the place to be. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for your support. I really appreciate it. I notice when people listen, I'm baffled when people listen, and I'm fucking humbled and eternally thankful that you've chosen to block out some portion of your fucking day to just hide from feelings, family members, coworkers, important things, to listen to a couple guys from New Jersey just talk about pure shit and basically garbage. Thank you. And that said, with me as always, a guy named Steve. Steve, how are you tonight? Is everything okay with you?
Everything is surprisingly normal.
Surprisingly normal. So yeah. In a normal run-of-the-mill day, everything is zany, off the wall, and inexplicable.
Exactly.
Why?
I don't know.
What are you doing to yourself that your day is just, as you're describing it now, just a fucking a basket case of emotion and oddities?
No, I'm just saying it was boring. That's another way to say it was boring.
Well, you know what? I remember when Kent, the movie guy, told me that his day was boring, and I found out that he's hosting a show called The 72 Pins, and I said, how could it possibly be boring? How could that possibly be fucking boring? You're hosting a goddamn show.
Kent!
And then I shot him in the face, and he died. So, Steve, thank you very much.
Now that you mentioned Kent, Kent was on a lot of our shows, and I've totally put him out of my mind.
Jesus.
You ever just erase someone from your mind?
Yeah, not Kent in particular, but because, I mean, he's actually in the chat room now. I didn't just happen to think of him and say, oh, Kent, remember when? I saw him in the chat room, and it reminded me of him. That's usually how it should work. But I have erased many people. Like, I've erased a lot of friends on my social networks. I've erased probably six times as many people from my memory. What happens is that they come back as thought zombies that are resurrected.
That's exactly what just happened to me when you said Kent.
Yeah, they come back as thought zombies. That because you come across some story that's misty and foggy and probably nothing like you're telling it, and the people involved and the players in that story kind of resurface, and then you put them back in the drawer until you want to play that fucking puppet show all over again.
Yeah,
basically,
yeah, that's what just happened. Yeah, you're right.
I mean, fuck. I don't know. I almost made the mistake of saying, "Hey, so who are some people you've forgotten about?"
It's just really one of the stupidest
fucking things. I have to say, Steve, looking at some of the statistics pages and all that, people are really tuning into this show. It's kind of frightening. Like, yeah. I mean, we've had a few spikes here and there, and lately it's been pretty consistent. And we're not huge by any means, but, you can't ignore the numbers that we're getting. And I am really, really thankful. And I said that at the beginning pretty much every week.
Awesome.
But I want to just fucking underscore that and say that if you downloaded this, thank you very much to you. And I can't, I don't know. I want to do better for the people that come out live. That try to listen to this as it happens. The people who download it, I want to have a better experience, and I'm working towards that. And right now, we do our show on Ustream. And Steve, as a person who's been on the other end of it, someone who's watched this, how's Ustream treating the average viewer or listener of this show?
Doesn't seem very workable. It doesn't seem like it has much options. I mean, it's pretty much just you video.
Hold on. What do you mean options? I'm saying, like, it has the same options of you sitting on your couch watching a fucking TV. I'm asking, as somebody, like, if you had this show exactly as it is on Ustream, on your television, what the fuck, how is it for you as a viewer? Not, like, controls and options.
There's nothing
you should be able to control. You should not be able to fucking reach in and put a fucking a pink wife beater on me. You shouldn't be able to interact to that fucking level. But as a viewer of Ustream, it's gotten noticeably shitty as time has gone on. It's losing its steam, and I just recently found out that some of the core people who started it, like the founders, fucking
all gone.
Just jumped ship, which is something that happens every fucking time. I mean, every time something
to all software, games, game companies,
not
freaking developing companies. Yeah.
Well, not a lot of game. I think it's more along the lines of like IP, not IPOs, but like fucking startups that get big. Like someone's gonna like, basically the bubble
like
of '99, the bubble of '99, where it was like, you know, just get a good domain and have a business and you're fucking worth $1,000 a share once you IPO. But now it's like, oh, I have a little shitty website, but it ties in with all your social graph and you can see what your friends are plinking and plooping all over. And oh, guess who likes mittens? Steve does. He has seven pairs of mittens. Here's a little pinpoint wherever he bought them. And you can also see reviews on each of those purchases and each of the people that were in the store as he purchased them. And you can read his thoughts because he posted them, and it's just all sharing and all this shit. And then a lot of people use it. It's really big. The founders fucking bail. And then the people who are left holding the goddamn bag are like, well, what do we do? I mean, we have to, I mean, this is supposed to be a business. We have to get money somehow. So they come up with a business model that's probably far different, or unfortunately, exactly as described when the money was given out by the venture capitalists, and the fucking product suffers. Ustream, if you're watching it live, or I'm guessing now if you watch it archived,
Monday.
Yeah, on Monday, you fucking pricks. That's when the biggest spike for our traffic is. But whenever you watch it, you'll get the same 30-second ad. The same one. Like, I wouldn't be as annoyed when I'm watching Best in Show if maybe you threw a different ad at me or something like that. Best in Show had to use the audio from the Ustream recording once because they had an issue saving the audio. So they used that as a backup. So they recorded the audio from there and just posted it, not even thinking of it. And they got probably a handful of emails, you know, a few from me, you know, a few from all their listeners and all that, of like, that there's a fucking ad for NBC on it. And, you know, you don't fucking expect this shit. And the quality is going down. There's a lot more people using it. It's just gotten really, really shitty. So I've been investigating, you know, new options for the live video and hear us talk.
Yes.
And came across something that was a little different. I saw that a guy named Gary Vaynerchuk was using it. If you don't know who he is, he's a guy who had a wine store and made videos about wine. And for some reason, shit took off, and now anything he does, people go to, and I am now one of those people that kind of fucking follow him around. And he started using this site to stream video, and I saw it because I've heard the fucking grumblings about Ustream, people like hating the ads, people kind of not really enjoying the chat room, not really enjoying being, you know, around for the live broadcast. And I saw him post that he was on Spreecast, and wanted to give it a shot. And so ever since then, I've kind of been just fucking around with it, going into other people's fucking broadcasts. I don't want to call them fucking Spreecasts. I've sunk in on the tweets, okay? I don't want to call them Spreecasts.
They want you to.
They
you
do.
Know they want you to.
The verb is, if you can get a verb, that's very fucking
trendy.
Good. Yes. No, it's good. You Google it. You tweet it. You tumble it. They don't fucking have that.
Tumblr, I don't know. Yeah,
they don't quite have it down. But, so we went on Spreecast and we started fucking around. And I decided that I'm going to supplement this show with a Spreecast where we can go there and hang out and do things.
Yeah.
It doesn't really sound fucking good. Let me tell you, it's a lot better than I'm describing it. Okay, Steve, I'm sorry. I'm totally fucking...
No, it's,
here's what
it's
I'm
like,
doing. Here's what I'm doing. I'm fucking...
Doing the new
I'm going
Apple
into
app.
A goddamn nosedive right now. I got to steer out of this.
Guys.
Hey, whoa.
Hey.
Hey.
Whoa.
Ooh. So it's basically like Ustream in that you can broadcast to people that are watching it and are able to chat,
that's cool.
But you can also invite them onto your screen. You can say, there's a camera, they can click it and say, hey, I'd like to put my fucking face on your fucking goddamn Spreecast. And they go into a queue. And if you want to see their stupid fucking face, you could drag them in and talk to them. What the fuck was that noise? Was that perfectly placed? Do you actually have a soundboard?
No, I heard like I have a cell phone.
The Casio equivalent of a goddamn chickadee.
I got a goddamn
what
email
the fuck
on
was
my
that?
Cell phone.
Oh, okay. Oh shit. So yeah, so basically you can kind of have more of an interactive experience there and a communication, and it gets archived there. And the beauty of it is that Spreecast is so fucking small that whenever you do one, you're instantly on the front page.
Yeah.
So Steve, we had tried to do a Spreecast, Frank and I, not you initially.
I was day two, not day one.
I spoke to Frank and Germ Freak, by the way, and I wanted to air out some of our grievances, and I wanted to see, you know, if he would like to have a good back and forth with me. And so I said, why don't you try this thing, Spreecast? He's like, okay, yeah, we'll do it at 10 o'clock. Okay, good. So I set up the thing. I wrote 10 o'clock. When you went to Spreecast, it said 10 o'clock. DJ New Style presents, Frank and I hash out our issues, what do you expect from the internet, whatever the fucking title was. And yeah. I made it a huge fucking face, or a picture of Frank's dumb fucking
shiny
constipated looking face.
It was such a bright picture.
And when your show is on the front page, it's about a 500 pixel huge poster, basically.
Yes. It's not a thumbnail.
And
it's
so
from
9:30 p.m. until the end of the show, it was right there on the front. And the show lasted 5 hours. It was 5 fucking hours, Steve.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. We actually connected with some people here that are here with us now, like Goatweed actually joined in later on. Tommy Paterna, who I actually made him change
Pantera.
His fucking name to Pantera, because every time I read it, I kept saying Pantera. He was on there. There was a kid named Max who majored, who, his fucking major, he's in college right
it's
now,
wine.
And his major is wine. And it's not like a joke, like, what do you major? Beer and broads. Oh, you do? Well, what do you, you're in college, you major? I major in coos. It's not like yeah. that. He actually is in a program dedicated to fucking wine. So we're meeting people.
And Walter Sobchak. Or, no.
No, he didn't.
Ed McGrath. He didn't show up.
Ed McGrath showed up looking like fucking like one of the Doobie Brothers. Michael McDonald. Ed McGrath has lost about 50 pounds. And I never knew that. But if you take Ed McGrath and, you know, bar him from the barber. Don't let him get a fucking haircut. And take 40 pounds off of him. He looks a lot like fucking Michael McDonald. So every time I saw him, like, you don't just constantly talk. People talk. You guys have a fucking a goddamn dialogue. And I'm just looking at Ed's fucking face. And I keep forgetting, not in love anymore. Just bobbing his fucking head, his hair going to and fro.
Well, Frank comes on and immediately goes to Facebook for, what, 2 hours?
Yeah, that was weird. Oh, shit. I forgot. I'm on my main computer here, and I just have to close at least no less than 3 Live Jasmine pop-ups. Look, I put in work, okay? Sorry about that, guys. So, yeah. So, anyway, you know, not to fucking harp on this whole fucking Spreecast shit, but that show, by the way, received over 305 or something like that, like 300 views plus. I don't know. I thought that was pretty fucking amazing. So after this show, if you're listening live, I'm going to do a Spreecast, and we're going to fuck around a little bit. I know that I used to do the chat roulette thing, but I think this is kind of where it's at as far as the supplementary shit. And I was in the top 10 Spreecasters, motherfucker, and I'm out now. I'm out of the goddamn top 10. I want to do this, well, Steve. I want to make it better for the people that go to hear us talk and listen to the shows, like Best in Show. Don't forget Hate Us Talk. And let's not forget Geeks of Rage. Okay? By the way, do you know who Stu Stone is?
No, I don't.
Okay, good. All right. I want you to try and scrape away the bong resin and make your way back. Make your way back to 2005.
Wait, Walter says he knows him. Is he a country singer?
No, Stu Stone was Jamie Kennedy's like sidekick or something like that. And I don't think he's doing too well career-wise because he just happened to go on Spreecast with his agent. And they were like, oh, we could do this on the show and brr, brr, brr. And he, you know, threw a bunch of us on and all that. And after a while, he got off of the camera and just left a bunch of us to just bullshit. And people were asking, you know, like, oh, I like podcasts. What kind of podcasts do you like? And I surveyed the crowd. These are people who enjoy wrestling. They don't like leaving their house. They love video games. So I didn't just say, you know, hey, I got a show. No. I directed them to Geeks of Rage, as I would direct you if I didn't know you and I saw your fucking Nicolas Cage haircut that you have. I'm sorry. You need a goddamn...
It's gone.
What?
It's gone.
Really?
You'll see later on if you want to get on the Spreecast later.
Okay,
you can
afterwards,
see that.
Afterwards, we're going to do a Spreecast, and I'll link that in the show description. So if you're listening to this and you'd like to see that, you'll be able to find it. We tried to get Steve to shave his head on Spreecast because everything you do is archived, and I wanted that to be a part of it. But no, he decided to just fucking look at me and laugh and fucking do that I have hair that's too long for my fucking head shimmy. Whenever
do the hair flip?
I fucking hate people who do the goddamn hair flip. You know what? You got to do a hair flip to keep the hair out of your eyes? Okay, it's now the time that your hair is fucking is going against the plan. Get a fucking haircut. Stop doing a little fucking idiosyncratic every fucking time you need to see something. Fucking piss me off.
See, my hair was so bad. I actually couldn't
just
pull
stop
it back
right there. Actually, just stop it as my hair is so bad.
Terrible.
It was absolutely hideous. You looked like a drug addicted Snape.
Dave Grohl.
No, you looked like Snape.
Yes, definitely. My hair was Snape-ish. I would go with Snape as a definite.
Yeah, but like after a bender, like a fucking 18 pack of Old Milwaukee. And just and no vitamin D, just living in a basement, not enough sun gets to that little window that you can't escape from. Just fuck rickets and booze. If you give that to Snake, whatever the fuck his name, you and your kid movies, you fucking little brats.
You brought it up.
I know I did. I'm sorry. Jesus Christ. Steve, I'm sorry. I'm in a bad mood.
It was accurate.
I'm in a bad mood, Steve. Is that okay?
You're always in a bad mood. Why now?
Well, that's not fucking nice. Why now? I'm sorry you feel that way, Ken. Gee, Ken, what's going wrong? Why now? You know what?
I made
fucking rant and rave, but, you know, occasionally a gentle hand from a friend might be nice, you fucking... angel hair, pasta haired motherfucker. I don't know what the fuck I'm even saying at this point. I really don't. You had doll hair, is what it was. You had the hair of a doll that like some little girl used to brush, but just left the fucking brush in there to collect lint and get all knotty.
Yep.
And then just threw it in the closet. And you looked exactly like that. No. Yep. No, Tommy Pantera, I do not need a hug, but thank you for offering. Steve, I'm a little irritated because, not because of what happened this weekend, but what happened as a result of the weekend's activities. And I know I come off as this devil-may-care youth who lives an exciting life, Steve. I know that's the image. You're laughing?
Oh, yeah. That's another Harry Potter reference, unless you know it or not.
Wait, what? I don't know.
Devil may care.
That fucking statement has been around well before Harry Potter ever was created.
Personally, never heard of it until Harry Potter.
Yeah, I'm glad they the childhood fucking novel epic, whatever the fuck it is. What do you call a series of books? It's just a series. I don't even know.
Series.
Devil may care.
It's not an epic.
Devil May Care. That's way older than Harry Potter.
I'm sure it is, but I never heard of it. It's British.
Is it really? I don't know.
I don't know. It's got to be British.
And also, it's a fucking James Bond novel. It's the 36th. Oh, it's
really?
Published in 2008.
Did you immediately Google Devil May Care?
Yeah, I'm curious because you're calling me an asshole.
I'm not calling you an asshole.
Devil May Care, loser's battle with cancer. Okay, good. That's wonderful. So anyway.
All right, so what happened? You're not this devil may care person. You're
Thanks.
Serious.
Thanks, Steve. well, I'm feeling the effects of the weekend. I'm feeling it, and it's catching up with me. And, you know, I'm kind of tired, run down a little bit. I'm sore. My arm doesn't work as well as it used to. My leg, I have a fucking leg thing now. Like I can't, like I walk like I have something lodged in my fucking rectum.
What exactly is hurting you? Like, do you have a specific pain?
I mean, I can't name the tendon exactly, but I think it would qualify as groin pull. It sounds like a fucking groin pull. I don't know. Oh, I've never had a...
That's terrible.
I mean, it's near my dick. On my leg, though. On my leg, but near my dick. Is that groin?
Is it in the intersection between your leg and your
No, it's more in the leg, but very close to dick.
Yeah, it sounds like a groin pull.
So that's a groin... Okay, good. I've had one of those. I've gotten several
towards
of these.
The front?
Several.
Towards the front or towards the back?
Of what? My ball sack?
No, is it like near your ass or near the front of your body?
It's near the front of my body.
Okay, yeah.
So
you don't want to pull a glute.
Yeah, and my wrist is fucked up. You know, I'm 30. I don't even know how old I am now. I'm approaching 32. 32. No, I'm not yet, Steve. Not yet. I am not Christ's age yet.
I just know you're younger. You're younger.
Yeah, in July
I guess
I'll be 32.
More than a year. 31?
Yeah, I'm 31, Steve. And this weekend, we celebrated in a huge way for Amanda's friend who just turned 30. Well, rented out this whole fucking place, had a good goddamn time bowling. We bowled 5 games. And I'm fucking...
That's why you're in pain.
And I'm fucking crippled. I couldn't grip things. I fucking couldn't grip things. I honestly felt like a fucking cripple.
I don't know. What happened to me. Happened to me. The last time I went driving golf balls. Like, you remember driving golf balls, right? You've driven golf balls at a drive.
Yes. Many times.
Like, do you ever remember going and, like, not having enough balls or, like, saying, all right, I got a jumbo. I could go for another jumbo, not because of pain, just because of time or whatever.
Yeah, you just fucking wrap. So that's the problem with it. You got to pace yourself.
No, I was in pain last time. Like, I got a jumbo thing of balls, and I'm like, yo, my arm hurts.
You know, like, every time I've ever gone, it's been like, you know what? I could get the jumbo, or for $10 more, we can get all we can hit. And I would go all fucking day and just crush them. But now you're saying it's caught up with you. You did like the little grandma basket. Shredded your fucking ribs.
Last time I'm like $2 less and I can get a large. I'm like, all right, save $2. I'm like, oh, wait, what the hell, man?
Yeah.
Like, I don't even like pick up the ones that are 5 feet in front of you. Like right down the little hill that, you know, they say don't pass the line so you can't get those balls.
Yeah. That was a pastime that I guess is now behind me, Steve. No, this is bullshit. I feel amazing, okay? Usually, but for some reason I don't know what the fuck
usually
it is.
Do physical activity.
Like, I'm starting to regain the strength in my hands, so I know I'm not like it's not a dead hand. I know I can do things with it now. The first day, I gotta be honest, I couldn't make a fucking firm fist. It felt like I had some kind of inflammation between my knuckles, like arthritis. I don't know. And I attribute it to not being able to find a ball that was good enough for me, which is the biggest pitfall of going bowling. I love bowling. Not that great at it. Don't go very often. Used to. With my buds, we would go
Hanover Lanes.
My fucking bowling buddies, right? Yeah, Jesus Christ.
I got a ball. I have bowling buddies. I got a ball.
Yeah, I have a fucking bowling ball and shoes. And
yeah, me too.
The only reason I got them is because I was going, and every time I would go, I'd spend an hour trying to find a fucking ball. Oh, this one's good. Cut my fucking hand. Oh, this one's good. Throw it. Fucking pull my nail off my hand. Fucking squeeze my fucking fingertips. Oh, hear that? Yep. You hear that? When your fucking fingers come out of it. It's too tight.
One of those.
Yeah, one of those. So I was astounded at this place. I go there. And the first thing I do is, you know what? We're not allowed to bowl yet. Fuck it. I'm going to find the ball. I'm going to find the ball, and that'll be it. And we set up at this one lane, and I got the fucking ball. It was perfect. Perfect fit. Perfect weight. 15 pounds. Just perfect.
Oh, 15? What are you doing?
What do you mean? I'm a fucking man here, Steve. I'm not going to take the little fucking... I'm not going to take the fucking orange thing.
When I got a ball, I got a 12-pound ball.
Yeah.
Because I didn't care. I like everybody I knew was like, oh, I'm going to get an 18. I'm going to get an 18. Everyone's getting an 18. I'm like, dude, you're going to be throwing this shit.
I don't think 18, they don't make 18, do they?
Yeah, they make up to like 20, I think.
Who the fuck is throwing a 20-pound ball?
Fucking crazy men.
Crazy men. No. So I found it. Honestly, I wanted a lighter one, to be honest. I'm not going to go, yeah, I'm a fucking goddamn man. I'll take a card and give me a 25. I wanted a lighter one, but this is the only one that fit my hands. I have fucking stubby thumbs. Stubby, fat fucking thumbs. And I have stubby, fat... Yeah, okay. Thanks, Steve. Thanks. I'm sorry that you and your fucking Nordic German people have fucking slender pianist fingers. But I have goddamn kibasi fingers. I have a hand with fucking kibasi.
You're not Polish. You're Italian.
Club hands. Yeah, it's terrible.
Prosciutto.
I found the perfect one, and I put it on the lane, and then we go and get the food. We walk over away from the four lane. By the way, first of all, this place is in Philly, and it's in a goddamn basement. And it's not. And it's not in a good fucking area. And in certain parts of Philly, when you park... you're on one side of the road, and whatever's on the other side of the road is the only drivable area. So you have to get in there perfect. You're walking in front of people's fucking living rooms, and as I'm walking, garbage is bouncing off my fucking feet. I happened to catch a glance of someone just sitting and staring out the fucking window. You know, it's a 5 foot wide street. You're staring at a brick wall. They're just fucking staring out the window, and I'm looking at them. The next window over has a missing person, missing someone named Listy, L-I-S-T-I-E. Hey, if you know anybody named Listy from Philadelphia, they're looking for
Listy from Philly.
Like, these are people that have no options. Like, they didn't even want to go outside and put it on the fucking, you know, stop sign. That's 2 feet away. They just put it next in front of their curtains, in case a fucking GPS thief happens to see. Oh shit! You know, I have seen her. Just absolutely fucking hideous. Just terrible area. And then we walk around the corner and we see the arrow pointing down a fucking flight of you could get. I wonder how many people have been raped behind stairs. I'm looking at it, and it's like, this shit is, like, homeless people could sleep here, and innocence could be stolen right here. Like, I wonder how many virgin teens were fucking defiled or forced to take drugs behind these fucking stairs.
Imagine if it was Detroit.
No, I wouldn't even fuck. You know what? If one of Amanda's friends is like, hey, we're going to have a party. Oh, yeah, what for? Oh, it's going to be my 40th birthday. Oh, yeah, we're going to Detroit. Have fun. See ya. Not going. That's a city I have no interest in going. I have as little interest in going to Detroit as I do Africa. I don't want to go to Africa. So we go down these fucking dimly lit basement stairs, about 35 steps down to like this concrete catacomb looking set of fucking barred doors, like bars on the fucking doors. You open it up and it's like, oh, there's four bowling alley lanes.
And right there's here. Blade next to you.
Yes, Blade. And he's like, y'all hit a bow? Y'all hit a bow? Oh, shit. And he just opened the door, and I walked in, and there was four lanes. And they had wings and shit, so I found the ball, put it on the fucking lane, go and get the wings, and now here's what I notice. One of her fucking friends, one of her friend's boyfriends, a cop, is now using my fucking ball. What did I do, Steve?
Jack shit, nigga.
Bitch ass, nigga.
Bitch ass, nigga. You didn't do shit.
Yeah, I found a new ball.
And you hurt your forearm.
Yeah, I found a new ball and I completely, you know, fucked it up. Well, this guy, he was a tall man who was commenting when I met him about how he has ammo piled up. How he's ready for the shit to go down is what he said. And quite honestly, he's taken seven if they take him. Something like that.
He's ready for race wars. That's what it is. Yeah. People never mention race wars.
Yeah, if someone ever says, I'm taking seven of them before they take me, he's not talking about like assailants. He's got a specific fucking
race
prototype of person that he's gunning for. Give him a lineup and see.
Sketch in his mind.
Yeah. And here's how you can figure it out. Just put a lineup of cardboard people, you know, of all different ethnicities. And the one he goes for first and follows it up with a high five to his buddy.
Don't get confrontational.
Yeah. Yeah, he'd be like, okay, I need a new one. But there's seven more targets here. No, they're the innocents. Can we get another NBA?
Line up all the Asians.
Give me another NBA player, please. Shit, it's fucked up. See, I didn't do a goddamn thing. And
that's what I thought.
Yeah, so I'm sore from bowling five games, Steve. It's fucking demoralizing. Fucking demoralizing.
Five games?
Five games is all I did. Is that a lot? I don't even remember. Is that a lot?
Yeah, I'd say like four games. That's going over what the usual. I'd say three is usual.
See, we tried to rig it so that Amanda and I would have our own lane. And so originally we took like the
you versus her.
We took like the second lane, and all of a sudden people are like, oh, we'll sit here too. And then we're like, okay, well, we're not going to put our fucking names in on this one. We're just going to go to the other one. We ended up going to like the last lane. Everybody else put like all their names on the first two lanes, and like a couple people were on three. And then we had our own fucking lane. And so we would just ball back and forth nonstop. Now, what I didn't realize is that I'm eating fucking finger food, and I'm shoving my fingers into some rancid fucking bowling ball.
Yes.
Probably drilled with a rusty auger.
19 years ago.
They used it to scrape up AIDS blood off the fucking stairs so people might come in and fucking rent the place. And I'm having wings and putting my fingers in there and putting them in my fucking mouth.
That probably 300 people have had wings and stuck their fingers in the same spot.
Yeah, and they do have a menu taped up. The mozzarella sticks, jalapeno poppers menu. The AKA the Bottomless Tavern menu.
Grease on all your fingers.
Anything that's breaded and can be thrown into a basket and dropped in hot oil and doesn't require English to explain how it's cooked.
Jalapenos.
If you could just say, just point to a bag of frozen shit and point to a basket and then point down. That's the only instructions you need. I've never been cooking these shit before. Oh, yeah. Okay. That in there, down. That's the recipe. Anything deep fucking fried. Absolutely hideous. Oh, my God. Yeah. So that alone is upsetting to me.
Was that the low point of your weekend? Is that the source of all your rage?
No. The source of my rage is waking up the next day and fucking not being able to move from having a fucking bowling birthday party. Like, this isn't shit you do. I mean, like, I thought it was really fun and youthful and nice, you know, but you know, let's face it. This is shit that kids do, and they're good. They're all good. I essentially engaged in a fucking kiddie activity, and I'm suffering.
But wait, how's Amanda now?
She's completely fine.
and she bowled just as many games as you, right?
Yeah, but I destroyed her by like 100 pins. 100 fucking pins.
Is that like worth
destroyed? She talked a lot of shit too early.
Yeah.
I said, you're going to have problems in the later games. I think I had half of a chicken wing in my mouth when I said that, too. You're going to have problems in the later games. Like, I'm looking really authoritative and dangerous. With a fucking... And they were the type... They were really good wings. And they had a minimum amount of the fucking... Like, the deep-fried tumors on them. You know when you get a chicken wing and it's got that extra crispy little globule tumor? Sometimes they have way too many of them. And
That's really just breading.
No, I don't think it is. I don't think it is. It's got, you know, like, crunchability. I think it's, like, just cartilage. It's extra fried. I don't know.
Yeah, just chew it a couple times and swallow.
Yeah. I mean, at Bottomley's, they actually gave you just a basket of chicken wing tumors. That was a really good...
Chitlin.
Yeah.
Fried chitlins.
Fried chicken wing tumors. Jesus Christ. A delicacy. And again, how do you cook them, Steve? How do you cook them?
Drop it down.
Put it in your basket first. Don't fuck up the first step. Okay?
Straight down into the basket.
All right, Pedro. Put them in the basket. Put them in the oil. Let's move.
Yes, jefe. Okay, jefe.
Anybody asks where you're from, you're from Philadelphia.
Philadelphia.
Yes. Just say Philly. Just say Philly.
Philly. I'm from Philly.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Steve.
All right.
Let me tell you something about something for real here, okay? You want to reach out? You want to reconnect with friends? I know I don't. But if I had a good reason to, or the ability to maintain a friendship...
Or remember those friends that you blacked out.
I would use ICU2. That's ICU2.com. And who knows? When I'm on ICU2, I might bump into some of those people that I've erased from my fucking brain.
What if they're somewhere else in the world?
It doesn't matter, Steve.
What?
Do you know how ICU2 works?
I think I do.
I don't think you do.
But what if they're very far away?
No, you have no idea how it works. Because, Steve, distance doesn't matter. You can be face-to-face with someone from, get this, any place. ICU. Singapore, you say? Singapore? You can do it.
Siberia.
You can do it if they have internet connection and a blood and a pulse. You can do it. Do they have a space heater and some hot hands? You can do it, Steve. ICU, the number 2.com. It's a chat service. You sign up. You can communicate with complete and total goddamn fucking strangers that could be your best friend. You have no idea. You have no fucking idea. Just go to ICU, the number 2.com. Maybe the next time I try to reconnect with our buddy Germ Freak, it'll be on ICU, the number 2.com. Who knows? We'll both go there, and we'll have a good goddamn time, just like we did on Spreecast, but not quite as cool, because ICU 2 is the shit. Try them out and let them know you heard about them from us. ICU, the number 2.com. By the way, web-based. Anything you can get on the web?
Web?
Do you know what that is?
I'm pretty sure I know what the web is.
Well, if you don't, it's fucking amazing. You should probably get caught up. But there are people that do. And to those people, I say, if you can get on the goddamn web, you can get on ICU, the number 2.com. Shit, Steve. So, 30 years old. Not a bad age. Amanda's friend turning 30.
I don't even remember my 30th birthday at this point.
You're 30, but you're 32. Like, that's something.
I'm 33. It was 3 years ago. I don't even remember.
That's still no excuse. That's no excuse. I would expect my dad to say, God, you know, I don't really remember what it was like to be 30, because he's almost 70. You're 33. You're 33. You should have a memory of what it's like to be 30.
Oh, I do.
I'm guessing if you look around, you'll probably have a good idea of what it's been to be 30. Steve, what changes in your life? Like,
I got a good idea what it's like to be 17, actually. I just look at my wardrobe and I'm right back every day because it's the same one.
Steve, you wear the same clothes since you were 17?
I have some t-shirts, yeah.
Are you serious? You have fucking t-shirts from when you were 17 that you actively wear?
Yeah, 97. I have a ton of them.
It's one thing. To have them.
It's 30.
It's one thing to actually have them in your possession. It's a complete different thing to still wear them. What are some of these t-shirts from when you were not even a high school graduate? Barely able to drive. What are some of these t-shirts?
One from when I was 19.
Okay.
Is Woodstock 99. My only tie-dye t-shirt that I own. And if, you know, a lot of this stuff I don't like and wear out. Like, if I have to wear a nice shirt somewhere, I'm not going to wear a stupid tie-dye Woodstock t-shirt.
But wait, I mean, you have it. You don't wear it, though, do you?
I'd say every 2 weeks. Once every 2 weeks.
That's active rotation. You've shipped from 1999. That's a goddamn concert.
No, I have shipped from 1997, too. I have a Pilfer's t-shirt and a Pie Tasers t-shirt from shows that I went to at, let's see, it was Coney Island High in New York City.
Shit. See, I remember years ago when I would see people wear these concert t-shirts from, like, the fucking Who Farewell Tour, 1986. And I'm like, Jesus Christ.
You were 3 years old.
Yeah, like, let go. Like, I mean, you could listen to it if you want to.
It's a fucking t-shirt. Who cares? Like, you really, like, pine through your wardrobe and say, oh, wow, this is from 1987. I'm not going to wear it.
Well, I guess the thing is I like to occasionally, at least, you know, more than once every 15 years, acquire a new item to wear.
I have new items. I'm not saying I don't.
But you don't dispose of the old ones. You just add to your collection.
Right. And I really never, like, I don't really go and buy clothes.
What is it with people who live in basements? That just, like, Frank had a wall. We saw this on Spreecast. He had a wall of fucking paper that could fucking trap him in. And he could die in there.
You, has nothing to do
you
with
just
it.
Have fucking
like
stacks
that.
Of every shirt you ever owned.
Well, I don't have stacks. I'd say I have 50 total t-shirts, and maybe 20 to 25 of them are, like, really old. Like,
shit.
15 years old.
Fuck.
Oh, I haven't gotten bigger than I was when I was fucking 17.
Kent, the movie guy, saying that he has a shirt from 10 years ago that he wore when he got the award for most huggable. Most huggable senior year. Kent is a larger guy. Okay, I'm not trying to insult him, but is most huggable for a guy exclusively a fat dude award? Like, you're not going to give like the skin, like maybe as an ironic thing, like you call a bald guy curly. I mean, what are you going to give him? Most huggable to a fucking 110-pound, 6'2" kid?
Well, that doesn't happen. But yeah.
What about the awards for the people who win nothing? What about just mediocre people awards? What do they get? Fat dudes have their own fucking awards. Unfuckable prudes have their own awards. Like, most shy. Most shy? Really? Is it something to fucking covet? Most huggable?
Senior superlatives right now?
I'm just thinking. It's fucking, I don't know why. It just really struck me as a fucking annoying that they have that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Steve.
It is.
And you know why I'm annoyed?
Did you win any of yours?
I didn't get any fucking awards. Are you kidding me?
I was close second for most school spirit.
You had the most school spirit. You were in the running.
You know why? Because I used to go to, like, all the games and just curse out the other team. I would just fucking swear my head off for, like, 3 hours straight in high school going to, like, away games. It would be an away wrestling game. I'll go there and be like, you're all fucking fags. You're all fucking fags. And just start screaming. And I would be going on, and, like, even the girls, like, they would be turned off in the first 45 minutes.
Really?
But after an hour and a half, after an hour and a half, they actually caught the humor, because it was just humorous at that point, because they all got pissed. Like, every opposing team got pissed.
So
it was great.
So after 45 minutes, no good. But an hour and a half. Holy shit.
We had wrestling. What's going on?
I sneezed. My heart stopped.
Oh.
45 minutes, you're yelling, you guys are fags. And you got an award for it. Congratulations.
No, I came in second.
Well, who beat you?
My friend Rod that used to come to every single game and drive my ass there. And I think they gave it to him because he spent the gas money.
You have a friend named Rod who used to drive your ass?
Rob.
Oh, I'm sorry. Your friend named Rod.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be friends with someone named Rod, just to avoid all those jokes.
Have you ever... Dude, you've never seen a... What the hell is that movie?
What?
Rod.
Wow.
Not Superbad. No, wait, that's not it. The one with the stunt kid.
This is why drugs are awesome, people.
Yes.
Keep doing the drugs.
Not Super Troopers.
Okay, yeah. You know, there are times when I think to myself, I'm like, you know what? I wonder, maybe I should have done some drugs. And then I realize that I'll watch a show on Nat Geo, and I'll see these fucking 28-year-olds with a goddamn ring pop on a lanyard dancing to fucking laser lights in a fucking dirty farmhouse, just taking pills from strangers and swallowing them. And then probably later on just complaining that, oh, the toilet seat is so pissy. These people who just fucking take pills, not even knowing where the fuck they're from. They just you've done drugs, Steve, right? I've never done any drugs.
A couple?
What do you mean a couple?
Well, I've
you don't want to you don't want
to. I've smoked the reefer before.
Have you ever taken any pills?
I have for like having a broken leg. Like I took a Percocet.
Okay. And
Vicodin. I had a broken leg.
Yeah, real rabbit. You're taking a prescribed opiate. Way to go.
When it was actually prescribed to me for a real reason.
I didn't want to take. I got my wisdom teeth out. I was such a goody goody. I wouldn't even take the fucking prescribed, whatever the fuck they give you.
Oh, you dealt with the pain like a man?
No, I just didn't take whatever the fuck it was. I don't even know. Percocet maybe, and I said that to somebody I worked with. I said that to somebody I worked with who always wore a book bag. You know the people who wear book bags that are not always, you know, in school and they're still wearing a book bag? They have fucking...
I don't know anybody like that.
You've never seen that as growing up or going to high school? The kid with a fucking apothecary in his JanSport?
Well, Well, I've known drug dealers that have done that, and I know the homeless guy in my town that roams the streets has a book bag.
Yo, why were you out of work? Oh, I had my wisdom teeth taken out. Oh, yeah? Yeah. You probably got some perks. Yeah, I don't take them, though. Well, get them to me, though. Get it to me, though. The kid wanted me to, wanted my medicine. Fucking drugs.
No, could have made some money.
Yeah, that's a good thing. Sell my fucking drugs to a guy who's probably already selling them. That's good. I'm now I'd be a wholesaler. A fucking...
That just means he has the money to pay you real quick.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know. Never had the urge to do
but
it.
You didn't even take them? When you had your wisdom teeth out, you took no drugs?
No, I took the antibiotic. That's it.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
You gotta. Gotta.
Well, yeah, you don't want to get... What is it? Root rot. That's
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know. They're all impacted. They fucking took ground every little piece of them out of my fucking gums.
Yeah, two of mine were. You got them all at the same time, right?
Of course.
I don't understand people that get like one out, and then 2 years later, like get the opposite
or
like, top one out,
or the people who don't get them out, and then their fucking teeth get all
complaining, and they complain constantly.
Yeah, I've got headaches. Yeah, they're coming in straight as can be.
How long ago was that?
Oh, very long time. I was probably 16 or 17.
All right.
Yo, you got some perks? You got some perks? White kid, by the way. Completely white
kid. Cornrows?
Yeah, I think he had some nickname, like Hood or something like that. Fucking three-letter nickname. Always chewing on something and had a fucking backpack on. Even when, I think, you know, when we worked at fucking Frank's nursery, I think he still wore a backpack, even though the managers yelled at him. Fucking, people just don't give a shit.
A pack, yo!
Yeah, so I'm watching this Nat Geo Wild shit, and I forgot how fucking shitty raving and people that rave are. I hadn't, like, even really thought about it. Like, speaking of erasing things from your memory, like, the idea of raving was erased. Ravers. It was erased from my fucking memory until I saw this this special. All of these people, like, okay, you're 33 now. Let's say you meet somebody and like, I used to do some stuff when I was young. You're like, oh, what were you into? Yeah, I used to rave.
Like, that means like every single drug that ever existed.
Yeah, instantly, all respect for that person is fucking out the window. That's probably the worst decision anybody could ever make. Not because it's so dangerous. They have you don't know how these substances are made. They're very dangerous. You could get dehydrated, or they could give you a tranquil. No, it's because you for 5 years out of your life you thought it would be good to wear fucking the bottom half of a Donald Duck costume and fucking twirl your arms about in a dark fucking farmhouse in some just nondescript location off of a dirt path. Fucking absolute stupid shit. You know, that should be one of like the checkboxes on any fucking employment application. Have you ever raved? Yes? Okay. Or better yet, like, your level of raving in your lifetime, 1 to 10, and you know how you answer those. It's either all or none, baby. So if you have any, it's instant declination. Oh, fuck. Yes, by the way, most huggable fucking Palo Alto High School or whatever, wherever the fuck he went, I don't even know. Kent the movie guy says when he was in high school, he used to sell his Ritalin to a tweaker girl that wanted to fuck him. And also, he used to do E and rave like a fag. Thank you for providing that. Thank you very much. In this somber time, Steve. In this somber time where we're actually suffering. We've all suffered a huge loss recently.
Yes, yes.
I know
exactly what you're talking about.
Let me just say that I need to do this, Steve. I started the show. I need to break this to the listeners. Ladies and gentlemen listening to the show, an unfortunate loss. Whitney Houston news is on the wane. There's not much more to be said about it, unfortunately. That is the loss. We will no longer hear about the gold limo. We'll no longer hear about Kevin Costner and his speech. There's really not much more to be said. She died, and it's over. And that's it. And it's sad, because I would have hoped it could have gone on for months. I would have hoped that we could have been forced to pretend like we actually are moved. Like we actually give half a shit. No, they unfortunately, and I wouldn't have guessed, they actually buried her and gave her a funeral right away. I was going to guess 5 weeks minimum before it happened. They really did plant her in the ground pretty quick. As far as, let's not be racist, but let's be real. As far as black entertainers go who are legendary, it usually takes a fucking few weeks before they get the burial. Am I wrong here, Steve? Am I wrong?
I thought you were talking about the grandpa from Willy Wonka. Who died? Whitney? Who? Houston?
Wait, the grandpa from Willy Wonka's dead?
He died the same day.
Are you saying he actually died the same day?
The original Willy Wonka grandfather.
Grandpa Joe?
Grandpa Joe is dead. He died the same day as Whitney Houston.
Wow, way to go. I didn't even know that. That's a shame. That's a true loss. Fuck. Oh, I'm sorry. The new grandpa died. What the fuck?
No.
Yeah. By the way.
Oh, it was the new grandpa.
By the way, Germ Freak is saying he died 30 years ago. I was going to say, he was 75 years old in the 70s. How the fuck is he living? You have chosen wisely. Yeah, so the one, I guess the new one. The new one died.
Great. Yes, Jack Albertson died.
From Chico and the Man?
And the Man. One of Frank's greatest all-time shows that he ever watched.
Yeah. I got enough. See, I thought Whitney Houston would have been five weeks, a few weeks, maybe tour around. Because, you know, James Brown went 10 weeks before being buried.
Really?
Before being buried in his not even his fucking final resting place. The place that they put him is a temporary location.
He had a techno song. Whitney Houston didn't have a techno song about her dying.
Oh, I didn't know that. James Brown is dead. Oh, I didn't hear that, Steve. That didn't make its way on my radar. Sorry. The thing about the James Brown though. The 10 weeks they toured him around the country, obviously to get money. And then they put him in some mausoleum as plans are made for his final resting place. This was like 4 years ago. I don't even know at this point. Shit. Are you still trying to pump that James Brown is dead song, Steve?
You've never heard of that?
No. No,
but you gotta Google that and play it on the
I found it right here. I found it right here, actually. Hold on.
I'm the fuck Uzi. Show the shit.
This is
on camera. I cried. I seen a fucking dolphin get killed like about 2 days ago, right? And it hurt my heart. A dolphin. And I ain't no soft ass motherfucker, you know? But it hurt me.
It hurt me.
I'm actually drunk. Shut the fuck up, breathing hard. And I do what it got to take.
It was a great song. Very memorable, Steve.
It was the best song ever. James Brown is dead.
It hurt me. Shit. Man, Steve, I don't know quite what to say to you. I don't know what to say to you. I'm very, very sorry.
Where are we going? Where's the show going right now?
I don't know. To be perfectly honest, I don't fucking know. I'm at the point where here's where I'm at. I'm in a groove that I don't necessarily want to be in as far as my life pattern is going. I don't experience too many new things. I want to go out. I want to meet new people face to face, regardless of where they are. Could I see to do that? But I want to fucking talk to strangers. I want to hear good fucking stories. I want to see new places. I want to do all of these things. But I think it's starting to slip away, and I'm starting to wonder, like, why am I putting money away for the future? I'm at this point, I should be as strong as I've ever been, and a few fucking games of a few bowling games matches. What do you say, Steve?
Rounds of frames, bowling?
Few measly frames of bowling, and I'm a cripple. What's gonna happen?
I think it's a game of nine frames.
A bowling game.
A game of bowling, three games. We bowled three games.
Yeah, a series of fucking, like, slovenly people don't fucking get sore from doing this.
That's what I'm saying. When I went driving golf balls.
Why am I saving for the future? I'm going to be useless. All this money is going to be spent maintaining a body that's been ruined by fucking childhood birthday activities. That's all it is.
Go lift. Do something. Get healthy.
I got to do it, Steve.
Do you think you're not healthy? Do you think you live an unhealthy lifestyle?
Can you train me?
I could train you. I could help you.
Steve.
Seriously. I know a lot of... I honestly know. I'm not just bullshitting you on this. I know a lot of real, like, you know, things that you could do.
Okay.
You want to do diet changes? It depends if you want to lift.
I think that I've kind of been...
Cardio?
I've kind of, you know, from having been at one place of work for like 9 years or whatever, and you get into that groove, and I was happy where I was at as far as, you know, my day, right? And I'm happy now where my day is at. It's just that there's different things. Like, for example, at work, there's a lot more fucking snacking here. For whatever reason, I don't know what it is. I'm saying,
like, Dunkin' Donuts or
no, what? No. Like, I'll bring shit. I'll bring pretty good shit, like grapes, oranges, and fucking shit.
But not good.
Not good.
No, they're full of sugar.
But they're fruit.
Doesn't matter. They're full of sugar. Fruit can still be bad for you.
Okay. All right. So what should I bring then? Like, here's the thing. No one ever eats fruit. Goat eats fruit.
I know. No one ever eats fruit, ever.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's better than having cookies and cream pie. Yeah, I mean, well, maybe not cream pie, but...
No, there's nothing better than a good cream pie. Oh, yeah.
But you have to stay away from high sugar stuff like grapes, and you pick, like, the two worst. Yeah, Kremlin's got it. Paleo diet.
Okay.
Paleo or keto diet. I actually just started a keto diet.
Did you really?
Yeah, I started a diet.
See, you know just, what? You know what it is? It's like, fuck. I want to look busy, so that I want to look unapproachable, so that I'm not asked questions by people that I don't want to have to explain things to. I'm more than happy to fucking explain things to people that want to learn. But when I explain something to somebody and they hear it and they tell, I know what you're saying. And then a month later, they're like, you know, I was wondering, how do I do thing they asked me to do a month later? I said, I told the guy, I said, oh, you mean, is this still the same, you know, program that you're still doing? Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, what you probably should have done is blah, 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 blah. Oh, I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying. Don't fucking interrupt me with I know what you're saying. So I'm trying to look unapproachable. I have headphones on. now so that, you know, someone will do this on my desk. Like that.
On your desk instead of just tapping you on the shoulder?
No, there's somebody who taps me on the shoulder. It's not even a tap. It's a fucking like a rub.
Jolt?
It's a rub. It's a It's one of those. I don't know if that came through in the audio, but
I can see it on the video. It looked a little questionable.
Yeah.
Microphone's happy though.
It's really irritating, and for some reason, I don't know what it is about this office. I can't stop fucking snacking on shit. I feel constantly hungry. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's the lighting. Maybe it's the fucking the stress from like, well, somebody asked me something stupid today and fucking ruin my thoughts. Am I gonna be fucking bothered? Is someone gonna
wait? You can be.
I'm not even. I'm there like barely a year, and I have people that have been there for fucking, you know, 5 years asking me questions about shit that I fucking basically taught myself.
Your day is done if that happens.
What if someone asks me shit?
Something stupid.
Yeah, that fucks my day up, because you know what? You know where I go from that is okay. Here's what I'm going to do. I mean, I approached every question early on with gusto. Like, okay, let's figure this out. Let's
dumb.
Pull up the chair. They're like, all right, let's figure this out.
No.
Wanted to be a valuable asset right away. Wanted to be helpful. Didn't realize that certain people are worthless.
No, certain people are worthless because they don't understand anything that is not in the most basic of terms.
It's funny to use the word basic. Yeah, it's true. You have to break it down to the very core bullshit.
Yeah, exactly.
And you know what? There's
par everyone off. That's 20th century living, man. They're 21st, whatever the hell we are.
You know, I wish it were that simple, Steve, because it isn't. There's also the element of, yeah, you can break it down to the core elements, and people will get it at that point. But there's also the fact that people don't want to seem useless. So you'll start to explain something, and they'll go, I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying. Okay. I got it. Okay.
Then they'll make up other shit.
Yeah. And then they'll go to somebody else. Like, the best is when I hear somebody asking the same question they asked me to somebody else in the office. I just hear it. Because for whatever reason, maybe I'd been sitting and the podcast I've been listening to had been over for a while. But I just hear them. And or I'm just sitting with headphones on and nothing.
And they'll say in the exact same terms.
By the way. I would say maybe 60% of my day I'm wearing headphones and nothing is fucking playing through them. Yeah. Yeah.
Just keep them on constantly.
Kremling is pointing at the method he used. Okay, you got it? Now explain it back to me.
Yeah. Well,
that's the thing. It's going to come down to that. It's going to come down to that. The thing is, when someone explains something to you, you should recap what the fuck you just heard, what the fuck you just learned, and not be fearful that you don't know something. I don't know something. Oh my God. As long as you're able to learn, or at least willing to learn, and you want to learn and figure it out, and it's not just, oh, I gotta get through this, so I gotta get over this hurdle so I could get to another series of hurdles and keep hurdling until it's 65, and then I can go spend that fucking war chest.
With the yellow pudding pop!
And with the goddamn, what you got to do is get to the 401k. Like I said to Theo. I'm sorry. I don't even know. I don't know why I slip into that, but I did. And you know what? That's how I'm answering the next question. The next time somebody asks me a duplicate question, they're getting
drunk
fucking
Bill Cosby.
They're getting slightly tipsy Bill Cosby. Well, when you're investigating a map record, you've got to use the equates. Otherwise, Theo is not going
Rudy.
To know what the
Rudy,
fuck.
Come downstairs.
What the fuck you trying to do? It's really shitty.
Yeah. It is.
And,
I understand.
And it fucking, it eats at me. It's not the fact that, oh, I've been asked another question. This is inconvenient. Because, you know, I could be shitty. When I pointed out to them that this is the second time they've asked me something, they're on the defense if they want to get away real quick. That's good. It's like, oh, is this the same thing that you had asked me about when we were talking about this? Oh, you know what? I got my notes. And then they fucking go. And then they go. That's fine.
You never like one up them and just like go to their whoever their manager is, superior,
no,
whatever.
Can't. Fuck that. What am I, a fucking narc? No, let him do what I
see. Well,
it'll
like,
come out. It'll come out.
That's the thing, though.
Here's the thing. If they fuck something up, I have to.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
And I'm not going to try and dime somebody out like that unless they really royally fuck something up and cost, you know, time damages, something like that. I don't know. At the end of the day, I go there and I try to learn new things and I try to be a good asset to my fucking company. That's what I try to do. What do you mean, oh God, Steve?
Company man.
Gee, is that really the worst thing ever? Or should I just be a fucking animal trying to fucking survive?
Yes, yes.
Just be an animal, try and live.
Animal style. Go animal style, you'll appreciate it.
Okay. So, I got this thing that I gotta do, and I know you know how to do it. I know you know how to do it. But I need to know how to do it. So, what do we do? That's the questions I've been asked aren't that fucking far off. You throw in a few more buzzwords, a few technical terms, and essentially it's that question. I know you know how to do something. I don't know how to do something. What do we do?
Yeah.
Is basically the gist
of
that
fucking
question.
I'm going to tell you how to do it and then do it myself while you wait and just be like, yeah, we did it.
And then you tell them, you know what? By the way, I have a whole article written on this on our documentation wiki. You could go and take a look at that. Yeah, send me. And then all I'll do is later on in the day, I'll check the number of times the thing's been viewed to see if it went up. And it hasn't. And occasionally I'll go, hey, did you see that article? No, man, I didn't get to it yet. Oh, okay. You mean the article that's going to fucking prevent you from asking me anything ever again? No, of course not.
Didn't read it.
Motherfucker. Fuck you guys. And it fucking weighs up. It's not the questions. It's the fact, oh my God, at any minute I could just be fucking derailed. Completely derailed from where I am. I'm deep now. I'm figuring shit out. I'm fucking three programs deep. I don't know this shit. I'm figuring it out. I'm working through my issues. I'm getting shit done. I'm not causing anybody too much of a fucking hassle. Oh shit! I hear a fucking chair rolling behind me. Oh no! There's a little diddle on the desk. Oh fuck! Okay. Well, I'm done.
Walter said he tried to call in.
I'm sorry. Would you please try again? Do me a favor and please try again.
Trying to keep you up to date, but yeah, I understand. You know, like,
no,
there's
no problem.
There's always someone everywhere.
I just didn't fucking see it.
Yeah,
I'm just
I know
so
you did.
I'm in a froth. So, Steve, you're gonna actually fix me? Is that what it is? 316-768-4472. You are on the DJ New Style Show with I think Steve. No, Steve is off. I'm sorry. Hold on a second. I'm hanging up on Steve, and I'm adding. Who's this?
This is Clayton from Texas.
Clayton,
knocking off Steve the LARPer.
Yes.
Fantastic.
What's going on, buddy?
Well, I'm sitting here, you're talking about like the guy that continually, you know, in the office that goes around asking, you know, the redundant question or whatnot. And I've had this experience where there's a particular guy, and my boss thinks he's the greatest thing in the world. All right. Let me just say, nobody else thinks so. In fact, he really made his bones in the company being a rat.
Being a rat, okay.
Mm. But he thinks he's pretty smart, but a real good friend of mine says he's like con man smart. And what I mean by that is, he's the worst kind of motherfucker that when he comes around, nobody wants to talk about any plans. Because he has a nasty habit. Let's say Ken, you and I are talking about, hey, you know, we're going to put this job together. We're going to do this and do that and do this and that. He'll walk off and then go tell the boss to make it look like it was his own idea. So then the boss comes in, hey, so-and-so walked in and has a great idea. We're like, you motherfucker.
Yeah.
You motherfucker. Like, that wasn't even your idea. You know, it's not even your department. You don't even know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Isn't that how the U.S. government works?
Maybe.
Maybe.
It's absolutely hideous. Clayton, what do you think of Steve's advice that I should just head it off at the pass and go to their managers, tell them how shitty they are? What do you think of that advice?
I'm of the opinion that you could do the adult thing. I always do the adult thing and catalog it and fuck them with it later.
Okay.
Like I'm always about like sweet silent revenge that no one knows about, but I do.
I agree.
That sounds good.
Like, if you go and tell your boss, you look like a bitch.
Yes.
No way around it. You look like a bitch.
Bitch ass nigga. Pussy ass nigga. I'm sorry.
Right.
Yes.
The thing is, as time goes on, it's harder to prove what just happened.
No, what you do is just, you know, you can go as subtle as a person like that will always fuck up, and in fact, I've caught this particular guy fucking up real bad, and it didn't garnish him any problems, but it was enough for me to feel like, okay, you know, I want you to know I got you on that one, and he knows it, and so it was just kind of that silent nod across the room, like touche,
yeah,
and it kind of quelled things for a while, and things are better now. To let him know that, like, you know, just kind of a slow nod across the room. And it's all over with. Yeah.
So you like to hold things over people's heads.
Well, but see, the thing with, here's the problem that you have with when you tell management. The problem is your manager really didn't have a problem with the guy. So the only one who really has a problem is you. So when you bring a problem, hey, this guy is doing this, whatever, he's like, I don't give a fuck. That's your problem. You figure it out. Or if you're showing an inability to not, I can't work with people now. Now it comes off, I can't work with people. So fuck that shit. I just keep it to myself and... Whenever he fucks up, I just drill him with it.
All right, you know what? This is coming from me. I was a manager at a video game store with like 14 to 19 year old kids under me.
Sure.
And like, if someone was stealing from our store, I wouldn't have suspected any one of the kids. But it happened, and it turns out they all ratted on the one kid that was stealing. Just because everybody at our store was cool. All
right. It's a little different.
You know, I mean, yeah, I guess it is different. But the way I see it, it's like, it's the evolution. If someone is going to be, like, not pulling their weight, yeah, you know what? Sometimes they'll give special reservations if someone's, like, a single mother or, like...
It's more like if the kid were taking all the fucking coffee mate home, okay... And taking it for his own.
Who gives a fuck?
it's more like that. It's more like taking something away from the his coworkers.
Huge conglomerate.
Than the business. This person isn't necessarily not pulling their weight. They're doing whatever they do. But the fact is, there are large chunks of what they do that they need to learn. And they need to fucking give a shit about enough to remember when someone tells them how to fucking do something.
What if you have to cover their slack on that?
If I had to, I would do it a thousand times better. I would do it to the best of my ability, turn it in, and make sure they know
and
that.
And then
I
they
did.
Would be fired by just you doing putting a little work in.
Here's an example. It's a little bit different, but sometimes though, being a manager. Like when my first big project was like a section of highway. It was about $30-something million project kind of deal.
Can I pause for a second, please? Can I pause?
Yes.
Your projects are fucking highways. Mine are like little programs that people click.
Right, right.
How fucking?
What are you gonna do?
I just feel so fucking little and goddamn. You build fucking highways. Damn, is that fucking cool? Anyway,
it can be very tedious. But here lies the issue. So you're sitting here, and, you know, you've all turned through intersections. And so sometimes, like, getting grade control going through a corner isn't the easiest thing in the world. to do. And so sometimes you just kind of say, hey, we're going to get close, and we'll just, like, make it up for extra concrete on top or whatever. It's just kind of an unspoken thing that, well, this subcontractor was pissed off that I didn't get the grade right, which is, you know, it's damn near impossible to do. And so he decided to go to the inspecting authority and say, look at this shit.
Oh, fuck.
And I'm sitting there looking at him, like, I come around the corner and I see the inspector and I see the deal, and the inspector walks off, and I say, hey, you, come here a second. I said, you got a problem with what I'm trying to be nice here. I was fucking furious. I said, how about this? Since you're the concrete guy. I said, all right, you want the inspector here to see how bad this grade is? How about next time, right before you pour a bridge deck, I go over there and have him start counting steel. You want me to start doing that shit?
Oh, shit.
He looked, I said, hey, you want to start playing this fucking game, motherfucker? I'll go all day. Well, then he calls his goddamn supervisor. His supervisor tries to yell at me for yelling at his employee, so I yelled at that guy. It's just a big yell fest. There's just a lot of F-word flying. Well, see, the thing is about it is I love those kind of arguments because I'm the prime contractor, so I always win. So he can say all the way he wants to fuck you, all right, fuck you. And the cool thing about it is people have to be reminded their role occasionally.
Yeah.
They have to be reminded. Even if you're not the manager, you know, if you're the person, you got to go to them sometimes and say, hey, I want you to know that I know, you know.
Yeah.
And you just got to deal with it. I don't know, because I don't know how the workforce is over there. I know how the workforce is here and how people respond. People definitely respond to, like, hey, getting in your face, and this is the way things are. If you don't like it.
I think Walter agreed with me, right? Sometimes you got to point out people's downfalls.
I think this is more or less like, instead of being the guy who rats somebody out, be the guy who has something the minute it's time to use it.
Right. The worst thing you could do is call a stupid son of a bitch a stupid son of a bitch, because he knows he's a worthless fucking employee.
Yeah. I guess my
so Walter's like, make him a slave. Just make him a slave.
My complaint is more or less that the people who are doing this, asking questions, you know, because they're asking because they have to. They're not asking because they want to. They're not asking because they're curious of how they can improve, how they can get better. They don't give a shit. They just want to get done with something. And when they're done, hey, guess I'll never have to do that again. And when they do, uh-oh, I don't remember. And so what are they going to do? What? Oh, I asked Ken about that. Let me ask that. Or they ask and they don't follow my advice because that would require learning something on their own or figuring something else out. So they just, I'll do it this way. And then, you know what? I had to do it this way. Oh, yeah, that's what I told you. Yeah, can you help me with that? No, I can't fucking help you with that. And it keeps reminding me of a post that one of my friends wrote, where essentially the theme is that you can't teach passion for something.
Yeah, yeah.
You can hear that, oh, there's money to be had in this field. There, if I get into this field, I'll be successful. I'll have, money. I'll be able to get a job. There's a job. They're hiring in this field for people who have these skills. I'll get these skills and get that job and have that money. But it's not, hey, I have these skills because I enjoy the things that come from them, the things that lead up to them, and I do it when I'm not being paid anyway because I enjoy it. So why don't I just get paid for it as well? It's no. I want that. So I have to get this. So let me get these skills. Let me learn that. Let me do that. Okay, I'm good. Who's going to hire me? Hire me! And then I go home and I watch my fucking I watch Jeopardy, and then I fart into a fucking floral couch, and then I come back wearing a fucking sweatshirt with a fucking collar underneath it, and I go sit in my desk chair blindly at a terminal window and fucking pick my teeth, suck in my fucking goddamn seeds out of my fucking
groin pulls and everything. Yeah. No, the way we would say it, like the way I grew up saying it, was that you can't replace want to.
Yeah.
You can't replace want to.
Yep. You can't.
Somebody's got want to, and then that's all you need.
That's right.
That's why Walter respects Mexicans. I hear. Absolutely. I know you're right.
Absolutely. No, I had, you know, the difference. You know, you can always tell, like, with people when they work. Well, you can tell, like, even at a convenience store, the guys who want to.
Yeah.
The guys who don't. The women who don't.
Yep.
Yeah, that's like, how many of us have Pakistani friends just because they work at a convenience store that we frequent?
Probably, I wouldn't call the ones that I frequent. Yeah, he doesn't. Oh, of course he doesn't.
Hey, speaking of Pakistani friends, I took my wife the other night to an Asian establishment. Not in my town, because the food here sucks, but, you know, 30, 40 minutes away. And we were there, and a gentleman walked in the same kind of garb.
Like pajamas? Okay. Pajamas? Hospital garb?
Yeah, let's say it's, yeah, it's garb.
Garb. Like white. Brown OR scrubs?
It's garb at this point.
It was white, and the guy was, you know, clearly, you know, it had a tinge to his skin color.
Oh, boy.
Did he have a tarp?
My wife starts staring at him, which is, you know, she goes, hey, who do you think that guy is? I don't know. I says, well, she goes, would you think he's an Arab? I said, Erica, I don't know enough about the Arab culture to know that guy could be Indian or Pakistan. I'm not up on the garb. I don't know what they signify. I think it could just be a dirty cook. I don't know. You know, I don't know. But we're all.
Did you find out?
No, but here's the thing. So Erica goes, I don't like the way that guy's looking at me. He's like, what are you? I had my back to him. And she goes, what are you talking about? I said, what are you talking about? She goes, he's looking at me like he knows what I look like naked.
What?
I'm like, wait, so you think he's eyeing you? You're sitting in a booth.
No, she just thinks that, like, because he lives where tigers live, that he has X-ray vision. he can see through the ruby on his forehead.
I think that's an exclusively female type of observation someone's eye contact can make.
Yeah. We don't know the garb either. We just kind of see the same type of person and just call them all Indian because we don't really care to understand because we're assholes. We're insensitive. And that's pretty much how it is.
We're just ignorant here. I can honestly say we're ignorant. I have no idea.
Yeah. I mean, we're ignorant because we choose not to figure it out or actually have a conversation beyond the number of the breakfast combo that we want and any disputes over the change. That's really the limit of the conversation. Unless you're Steve and this is an opportunity to fucking to turn yourself into Anthony Bourdain of the fucking convenience store and learn about Diwali and the Festival of Candles and all this other bullshit. The Super Soaker Festival of fucking Bangladesh, whatever the fuck. I don't know.
Would you not compete in a Super Soaker Festival?
Absolutely would. I would fucking hose those motherfuckers down. I would actually.
That sounds awesome.
The key is to pump the Super Soaker until it starts to fire.
You feel it like.
And then you could probably go through balsa wood with that fucking thing. So aim it right at their eyes. That's how you win a Super Soaker fight. Well, thank you very much, Clayton, for calling in. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
By the way, Hate Us Talk has been fantastic. So if you guys haven't caught up, please go to hateustalk.com. He is working on his craft as far as the black magic wizardry of HTML and PHP. And weaving hypertext products into something that is navigable and sound.
Well, it's definitely going to be navigable because if I'm doing it, it's going to be like an old person phone with big letters, big number, so I can find my way around.
Yeah,
that's exactly because I can't.
Welcome to the internet.
Font size.
Welcome to 1996.
Yeah.
Oof. Anyway, gentlemen, I'll see y'all. I'll see y'all tomorrow night.
Thank you. Right. Jesus Christ.
We'll see
Thank you very
too.
Much. Yeah, Hate Us Talk is live every Wednesday night. Just you know what? And the best thing to do, follow him on Twitter, Hate Us Talk on Twitter, or also Walter Sobchak 1 on Twitter. Steve, I don't know about you, but I think I'm ready to wrap up this goddamn episode. This horrendous fucking just. Rage-fueled pain, sore muscle, partially fucking shredded tendon, feeling. Like, I feel like I've shredded something. I know I have.
Where? In your groin?
In my groin! Next to my bones!
Shredded tendons in your groin?
No, I mean, it's just if I stretch it a little bit and I can't walk. I can't walk.
Oh my god, it is that bad.
It's pretty bad. Like, it feels good. It feels good when you stretch. Like, when I go and stretch it.
Walk it off.
That feels good. I'm gonna just, like, right now, I'm in the, like the fucking sprinter pose. My one leg is
like, oh, my back.
No, my one leg is bent. Like, I'm off the chair now. My one leg is way back. That's my stretchy one. That's my hardy one. I'm not balancing on my bent knee now. And when I get up, I won't be able to walk.
Get cramps. Keep moving.
I won't be able to walk. Well, stretching feels so good. Feels so good to stretch.
Once you stretch, switch. Yeah. And then you won't get cramps. You don't want cramps. You don't want male cramps, do you?
That shit hurts my heart, though.
A fucking dolphin get killed like about 2 days ago, right? And it hurt my heart. A dolphin. Well, I ain't no soft-ass motherfucker, you know?
Hold on. Pause this. I have to add something.
But it hurt me.
I gotta add something. Have you heard about the dolphin rape caves?
What?
Apparently, dolphins have a prehensile cock.
Oh, yeah. No, I heard that. They can grip things.
They can
grip things. I can't even grab a fucking bottle with my fucking bowling hand.
They can drag people.
They can fucking drag people with their hook cocks.
Underneath the ground. Yeah, they'll double team them.
Yeah.
Cocks around your ankles. You have dolphin cocks around your ankles. You're going underneath the ocean into a dolphin rape caves.
Yeah.
And the dolphins will rape you over and over. Even when you're dead, your carcass will stay there for hundreds of years getting raped by dolphins.
It's going to rot.
Flipper. What?
It's going to rot.
No, they fuck the bones.
They don't fuck the bones. Shut the fuck up. If they can hook one stupid fucking scuba diver, they'll get another one. I'm not going to fuck a science classroom skeleton for fucking an eternity.
I'm sure
I seen a fucking dolphin get killed like about 2 days ago, right? And it hurt my heart. A dolphin.
He ain't
no soft-ass motherfucker, you know?
If he got raped by dolphins, it would be...
But it hurt me. It hurt me. Max, you drunk. Shut the fuck up, breathing on.
Fuck it. That guy is one of the greatest people ever. Yeah. By the way, if you want to see more of that, go to youtube.com/datnigamo.
That nigga mo.
117. That's DATNIGGAMOE 117. Dat nigga mo in this motherfucker. Shit. Yeah.
We'll be-
it hurt me. And I ain't no soft ass motherfucker.
Yeah, the video is so far behind on my end of you on Ustream.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Get up, motherfucking
Max drunk.
Get up. Oh man, fuck that shit.
Man, fuck that shit.
Guy's the greatest. Anyway, yeah. Thank you very much for tuning in, everybody. Look, I don't know what the fuck you're into listening to this goddamn show, but I can't thank you enough for doing it. And I can't thank you enough for urging your friends to go to djnewstyleshow.com to download all the episodes and subscribe.
Steve agrees.
Yeah. Facebook.com/TheDJNewStyleShow. And also all of the other shows on Heroes Talk. That's Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com. Hate Us Talk with Clayton. That's hateustalk.com. Geeks of Rage. That's geeksofrageshow.com. That's our buddies. Veal Chop of The Awful Hour, Brian of Best in Show, and Mike of Queens. Please. Thank you. Steve, is there anything that you wanted to say?
Nope.
Thank you very much. DJ New Style Show.
Spreecast.com.
Yeah, and if you're listening live, we'll be doing a Spreecast right after this. I'm going to post the link on my Twitter. twitter.com/DJ New Style. Thank you.
And I do what it got to take.